This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Boys' night over the weekend?
Oh, dude.
Gibbons? Tell me everything right now.
Boys' night was supposed to
You're
begin.
Newly single.
Which
people come in and out and they don't realize. And they're like, Gibbons is single? Oh, hell yes, he's single and it's for the best. We're happy because he got out of a bad situation.
Yep. Unhealthy relationship.
I have moved out of West Dallas. I'm living downtown Milwaukee. I'm on the east side. I was saying I was living in Beirut because I was in hiding. Well, guess what, bitches?
Living your life.
Your boy is
you
out.
You gotta hide from her. She can stop all she wants. Live your life.
So my Saturday dudes night was supposed to start with like some drinks at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then we were going to go to emo night, right? So during the day on Saturday, I was like, yo, I'm going to do a little Lyft, make a little side hustle money, right?
You drive Lyft for a little side hustle, right?
Mm. So I'm lifting, and I pick up these four people.
I forget he drives Lyft. Why don't I just call him to pick me up?
Bro, I thought about that too.
Why did I even think about that? I will in the future, but go ahead.
And good Lyft drivers will cut you a little side deal for some cash so we don't use the app. You know what I'm saying? So I got four passengers, right? And they're like, yo, dude, what are you doing? They know me as Ryan the Lyft driver. They don't know from the radio. They're just four hipsters in my car. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm just hanging out and driving around. You want to come get a beer with us? So I go, what the hell? Why not?
Wait, you said yes to these guys in your car?
Yeah, yep.
So, oh my God, where were you taking them?
I was taking them to a place called the Newport Bar
in Bayview.
Bayview.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm thinking, all right, we'll go to this bar and get a beer.
Where did you pick them up again?
Somewhere downtown. I forget where. Get out of the car, and they're like, well, we're not going to this bar. We're going to Mittenfest. You still down? So I'm in Bayview.
What the hell is Mittenfest?
Mittenfest.
It's a reason to drink outside on a Saturday.
It's Mittenfest.
In January, February.
Yeah, it's in
really?
Bayview.
So I
go
there.
I've heard of it before, never been.
Never heard of it.
Go there and pound some beers with my new friends. And get a good little buzz on by about dinner time where I meet up with some more friends and go to Landmark Lanes for some drinks with Mama G.
Uh-huh.
So Gibbons tells me
it's the seventh year they've had Mittenfest, it says.
Oh, yeah. It's lit, dude. It was
Gibbons,
party.
Gibbons tells me earlier in the day, we're going to meet up. Mama G's getting off around 5:30. We're going to go to Landmark Lanes, and then we're going to emo night at 8:30.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I'll meet you downtown around 7:30 or so. So I go downtown. And I meet a very, very, very drunk Gibbons at Landmark Lanes. He's already five sheets to the wind at this time. Dude.
I was on one.
And I can always tell when Gibbons is really drunk because I'll go, you've been drinking, haven't you? He'll go, nope, pick a letter.
He lies.
He'll go, pick a letter.
He
goes, pick a letter. And I go, and then I'll get a letter from the alphabet. He can do it backwards
because
he's a weirdo.
I'm a drunk, yes.
So you want to continue with the story?
Oh, no. This is probably where you pick up, Riggs, because we got the Landmark Lanes and things kind of got a little hazy at that point.
So I'm there with J-Matt's there, right? It's me, Gibbons, J-Matt, Mama G, and another random woman that I haven't met before.
Uh-huh. Friend of mine, yeah.
That apparently Gibbons had met this night that was friends with Gibbons before.
Oh.
I've never met her before. She was a very nice woman.
What's the story?
Super nice.
Just a friend of mine.
She wound up taking us in her car from downtown, from where we were at Landmark Lanes. You don't remember this?
I have no memory of her taking
us. From Landmark Lanes, I hadn't eaten much, so I was like, I Ubered downtown because I knew I was going to be drinking. I was like, I'm not going to be in no way or shape to drive back to Franklin.
Yeah.
So we go to Ian's Pizza first, because I was like, I got to get something in my stomach before we go
before
to emo
I
night.
Before home.
Before we get drunk, right? Then your friend took us from like where you live in Beirut, downtown, to emo night. Do you remember going to emo night at all?
I remember quite a bit of emo night. I remember it was a little bit underwhelming, if I'm going to be honest.
At the Miramar Theater, it was the most ridiculous thing ever, Allie. I want my money back from emo night. If you're listening, Miramar Theater, I want my money back. It was that bad.
I can't even believe emo's still a thing, if you want me to be fair. Like, emo music, I thought it was a trend. Like, we still have, there's music that's still considered emo.
It was for a while.
Seriously,
but I think
I'm asking a real question.
No, it's the music that was that still lives on.
From 15 years ago.
So they're playing Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, all the whole vein of music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's not a band playing it. It's just a couple guys on a stage with a laptop playing it, shouting in a microphone, being like, you know this one? This is Yellow Card. Let's sing this one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on?
Nothing makes me more mad than an event in the community that I just read has been going on for 7 years and we've never heard of it.
Like, she's still stuck on Mittenfest.
Uh-huh.
She's still stuck on Mittenfest, by the way.
Straight up.
I have FOMO right now, dude.
I would much rather talk about Mittenfest than emo
so
emo night.
He wants to talk about emo night. I
nobody does.
About Mittenfest.
Nobody does.
Nobody told me about it.
At what point did you leave me? Because my night got a little bit crazy later in the night, and you weren't there. So
no.
At what point did you leave?
What time did you leave him?
We were at Mittenfest, we were at emo night until about, I don't know, 11 or so. We went across the street to this other bar called Axel.
Yes.
Where we hung out there for like an hour, but there were three people in this bar. At this point, I'm like, it's midnight. I'm going home.
That's when you left?
I left at midnight.
Wait, you Ubered and left at midnight?
I left at midnight,
Lame.
Yes.
Wait until you hear what else happened during my night out. things got wild and Riggs, I can't
After
believe
he
you
left?
Weren't. Oh yeah.
They got oh, oh Jesus. Tell me what happened next, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.